Idaho community providers that serve people with disabilities started receiving emergency funding in November after months of delays. For some, those funds were the difference between closure or continued services for disabled community members.
It shored up so many of our providers and their abilities to just continue. And I know it was a big push by the state, very much appreciated, but we all worked hard to get them to that point.
That's Kelly Head Halliday, the Director of Operations for West Care Management. She says although those temporary funds will help support care in the next year, they're not out of the woods yet. The state has yet to establish long-term funding rates. Providers' next step is working with Medicaid administrators and state legislators to ensure adequate funding.
We really need to work with our legislature to really define that, you know, when we're talking about our Medicaid, we're talking about people with disabilities, elderly folks, people in long-term care.
That can be a challenge, Head Halliday says, but it's necessary when many providers have yet to rehire all the positions they lost due to low wages, which for many agencies were only recently raised to around $15 an hour.
As an industry, we're looking to really rebuild, and we need the department to understand that they're not done. And there's a level of courage that they have to be able to have to ask for what they know that we need.
I'm Rachel Sun.